This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, hour number two. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Are close, convenient, known for guaranteed everyday low prices, and excellent customer service from professional parts people you can trust. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. A man that knows what the building sounds like, as Bart, you just heard Bart talking about New York and winning and stuff like that, is going to join us right now. His name is Derek Harper. Yes, you know him as a Dallas Maverick. You certainly know him on the coverage with the Mavs as well. But for a couple of years, he was also a New York Knick. And Derek Harper remembers in 94 when both teams in that building were making a run for a championship. The Rangers won the cup. The Knicks went to a game seven. Derek, how are you? And let Bart know just what that was like back then, because he doesn't remember that kind of New York.
Bart remembers. Bart knows it all. Let me say that. Bart's one of my favorite guys. And when your producers asked me if I would come on, my first reaction was, can't wait.
Oh, that's
what just I'm talking so you about. Know. Well, that's how much I love and respect Bart. But it's different, man. It's something about a playoff atmosphere that's second to none. The ante is up. Obviously, it's not like the NCAA where you win one game and your season comes to a screeching halt. It's more about just being in that moment, man. Who can step up? Who can make plays? And clearly, back then, Houston made a few more plays than we did. But if you look at the Mavericks on yesterday, they made all of the plays.
Yo, right. So when you talk about it, right, pressure busts pipes, but it also makes diamonds, where it looks like Luka Doncic. I mean, anytime you got the balls to do a spin three-pointer, you in your bag. And, like, for Devin Booker and Chris Paul and company to come up so flat, how does that happen? Have you ever been a part of a game seven or a closeout game, no matter what round, where it is like a team came up like that?
Not like that. I mean, you know, I knew Phoenix was in trouble, Bart, when in game one and two they started somewhat heckling the Mavericks.
Yeah,
I don't think people realize, because the Mavericks aren't one of those sexy teams that gets a lot of praise from the national media. But it's some dogs over there, man. It's Dorian Finney-Smith, Reggie Bullock, who played in New York. It's some guys over there. You're talking about Luka. Luka's the best player in the league. And I keep hearing you guys as experts talk about Giannis. Giannis is sensational. But if I had to start a team right now, Luka would be my guy, mainly because the guy – has a will to win. And I know there was a lot of talk early in the year about him not being in the kind of shape he wanted to be in, all of those things. But bar none, this guy is absolutely spectacular as a player. There's nothing he can't do on the floor. You put a small guy on him, he's going to dominate him with his strength and his size. You put a big guy on him, he's going to go around him. So to me, if I was starting a franchise, Luka would be my number one pick. And I have a lot of respect for the guy in Philly and Embiid, even though they came up short. Have a lot of respect for Giannis, Jokic, everybody involved. In fact, there was talk about Devin Booker being thrown into that mix. I don't think you'll get anybody to say that now, and it's mainly because of the dominance, not only of the Mavericks, but especially Luka. 32 points a game he averaged against the best team in the league record-wise. And just put him to shame last night. I mean, it was embarrassing, in my opinion. And I hate saying that because I played with Monty in New York, Monty Williams.
Mm-hmm. But it was. And facing elimination, what Luka has done in his career, also shows you what kind of dog he is. But talking with Derek Harper, a Mavericks great, also played for the Knicks, as you heard him mention as well. So those in New York certainly know him. Bally Sports Southwest analyst for Mavericks games. And the Mavs was just 46 points they were up by in the fourth quarter, 30 at the half. Luka had the same amount of points as the Suns at halftime. Luka did, and it was amazing. Let's do Getting It Done, brought to you by Granger, as we discuss this, because we're going to talk about this also, the top players under the age of 25 and under. Devin Booker was fourth in MVP voting. And to have that happen on your home floor after you poked the bear, something definitely changed in this series after game five when you saw some of the things that Devin Booker was doing. Were you shocked that he wasn't even trying to answer anything, Luka? Because Luka was like, I'm on the road. I got to do what I got to do to get my team going. He did that in the first quarter, got himself going too. But I was more surprised that he didn't respond.
he couldn't respond. And, you know, I've heard all morning what happened to the Suns, what happened to Devin, what happened to Chris Paul. Luka happened to them. Dorian Finney-Smith happened, who's a big defender who I think deserves a nod as an all-defensive player this year. He's guarded the best players on opposing teams. So has Reggie Bullock. And then you got to give Jason Kidd a lot of credit, too, because, you know, there were question marks. You know, people here, people in New York, people everywhere, that there were question marks about Jason coming in, you know what I mean, whether or not he was the right guy. He was in New Jersey, didn't work out there. He was in Milwaukee, didn't work out there. But the game plan that Jason Kidd came up with against Chris Paul one and Devin Booker was second to none. I thought he did a tremendous job of being physical with Chris Paul, wore him down. I thought Luka and the Mavericks forced Chris Paul to defend, forced Devin Booker to defend. And when you're asked to be the number one, number two scorer, it takes it out of you. It really do. I can tell you from experience that two-way players are special players now. That's why you see them getting paid, because they have the ability to do both. You know, score a little bit, rebound, defend, all of these different things. And I just don't think Booker or Chris Paul are built that way. I heard Patrick Beverley make a great point. Nobody's afraid of the Phoenix Suns. When, you know, my producer asked me point blank one time this year, can we beat Phoenix? And I'm like, of course. I'm not worried about Phoenix as a team. And that's in all due respect, because I know what these guys go through to have the best record in the league. But it was just something about them that I felt like if you could – do you realize last night, guys, that after the first quarter, Ayton hadn't scored a point, Chris Paul – hadn't scored a point. Mm-hmm. Devin Booker hadn't scored a point. That's not luck. That's by design. You don't bump into a donut in the first quarter if you're ready for war. And I just don't feel like they were ready for war. And I think, you know, Dorian Finney-Smith, I know him. I love him because he takes every challenge personally. Reggie Bullock, the same thing. The Mavericks as a whole, their organization. I work for the Mavericks, so I don't have to get brownie points. This is simply what I've seen all year long with this team. They're a very resilient bunch. Jason Kidd changed the atmosphere, and he trusts every single guy on the floor. The guy that's playing the least minutes is Boban, and Jason really trusts him as a player as well. And when you have that cohesion, I don't think that's talked about enough, just continuity, overall continuity, is how the Mavericks are going to the Western Conference Finals. And I'm tickled Pete. I'm excited for them.
I mean, you kind of got to nod your head a little bit to Alvarado from the Pelicans, because that's where it started, like where they really, you know, made Chris Paul have to play both ways.
He was fun to watch, though.
Yeah. I mean, he was wearing Chris Paul ass out. And, you know, but going forward, right, you talk about the resilience of this Dallas Maverick team. And I think, you know, the moment in time that really encapsulated, you know, really what Jason Kidd is and what he's been to this team is when he's over there screaming, stay, 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 go, 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 and calling out the rotations. It's almost like they're playing with six. It was almost like they were playing with six.
Yeah.
But this next round.
Blew me away, Bart. That particular footage blew me away.
Now the Western Conference Finals is coming, and, you know, they're going – it's almost like the new school going against the old school, right? And it's like the Golden State Warriors – Our old experienced group, but they have some young contributors that are coming. They're not playing with Wiseman, but Poole has emerged. I think Wiggins has figured it out. How do you think this series plays out?
Are you guys sitting down?
I'm sitting down.
Okay, good. So the Mavericks are going to win the series. Here's why. Again, Luka, you never heard about him in the MVP race this year. Never heard of Luka. I know for a fact, guys, he takes it personal. And he feels like the only way he can get his due respect, because I don't think we realize how good this kid is. You can't speed him up. You can't slow him. There's just nothing you can do against Luka. And I think he's a nightmare matchup for the Golden State Warriors. Do a little due diligence. And see what Luka did against the Warriors this past season. See what the Mavericks. The Mavericks took 3 out of 4. I know there was no Draymond. I know there was no Clay. They didn't have the full band together, right? But Dallas, that's a good matchup for the Mavericks. I really feel like that because they like to play small, and Dallas can match up against anyone in the league when they go small. Dinwiddie has been an excellent addition, struggled a little bit against the Jazz, but seems to have found his groove. And I just think Dallas will win this series. I'm not one of these people that's crazy enough to try to predict in how many games, because anything can happen, you know, this time of the year. But I like the Mavericks, man. I really do. I'm not just being a homer or whatever you want to call it. I think it's a good matchup for Dallas. And right now, when you know this part, if you're not expected to do anything, you do everything, right? There's no pressure on the Mavericks. I said last night, people thought I was crazy that the Mavericks would blow the Suns out, mainly because of that, because they're playing with house money. And you can say it's nothing to that, but I respectfully disagree. I think when the pressure is on you and you don't hit first, then you get knocked out, plain and simple. And I think Dallas have the makeup. Jay Kidd is going to kill me because he likes the under the radar type of that's what he likes to do. He likes to be that team. But I mean, it's out the bag now. The Mavericks are a legit team, a team that I think can go all the way to the finals.
They have 4 games against Golden State this season. Luka's averaged 31.5 points a game, 9 rebounds a game, 5.5 assists, but his shooting numbers are phenomenal. 48, 38 from 3, and obviously he shoots the free insane. Throws very well. But in 4 games, so obviously.
Insane. And I'll give you this thing about Luka, too, and you can have somebody do research later. When Luka plays against the best players in the NBA, he is the best player in the league. I'm talking Kawhi Leonard, Steph Curry. I'm talking all of the Giannis, Joel Embiid. Every time he faces the best players in the NBA, and you can do your due diligence on this as well, he dominates the best players. I mean dominate. It's like he's been asleep, dreaming of playing against these guys. LeBron, they don't want to see Luka. I like what Patrick Beverly said. In the locker rooms, like we can have our opinions out here as so-called experts. Mm-hmm. In the locker room, though, when you start talking about GMs and the players in the locker room, they're afraid of Luka. They don't want to play against Luka Doncic. I'm telling you, I've seen it with my own eyes. Good offensive players don't like to play against guys like Finney Smith and Reggie Bullock. They just don't. I know from experience that guys that want the smoke, they keep talking about this new generation. They're talking about going up the chimney and all this kind of stuff. None of them want anything to do with Luka Doncic. And I can't emphasize it.
Who was that? Who was that in your era?
Best player in the NBA.
Who was that in your era? Who was that outside of Michael Jordan? Who was that in your era that, you know, that in the locker rooms, guys like, this guy is a problem.
Yeah, Kenny Smith used to say it like this. He would say that who kept you up the night before the game? He's like, this guy doesn't keep you up the night before a game, but that guy would keep me up the night before a game. Who was it for you, Harp?
Oh, my goodness. Isaiah Thomas. I'll go right to Zeke. Zeke was one of those guys that was doing, you know, the great things that you see Morant and all these guys, not with the jumping and the athleticism, but just as a point guard. Zeke gave me nightmares. Magic Johnson had a size advantage against everybody in the league. He gave me nightmares. I used to beg Magic to guard me because I had to guard him, but he went and guarded Sam Perkins doing our little playoff run. You see, so that was the difference back then. But you know, man, I think one of the things we get caught up in doing, fellas, is that we try to compare now to the old school. Yeah. And it's really not fair because the rules are so different now that the offense has a huge advantage because you couldn't touch people. I tell people I would foul out of a large percentage of games the way I tried to play defense, holding guys, pushing guys, being physical. But the entertainment factor has taken over, and the offense has a clear-cut advantage. But, I mean, the league is in good hands because it's a lot of great mm-hmm. talent in this league, man. And I just feel fortunate to be sitting down courtside – talking and acting like I know basketball so much when I do, but these guys are sensational, man. They really are. It's great to watch.
It is. It's why we have you on, especially that perspective, again, from Dallas, but also just from you watching Luka as much as you've watched him. I do feel a lot of the conversation this morning has been more about the Suns and less about what the phenomenal player that he before our eyes. And I'll tell you also this. We'll leave it here because, Harp, when you said Isaiah Thomas, you made Bart Scott's day. As you know, Detroit guy, he's all about his Pistons. That's his hero.
Hey, real quick, and I know you guys have to go. Isaiah is the most underrated player to me, one of the most underrated players ever. Isaiah doesn't get his due, man. He doesn't get his credit for being one of the all-time greats. I don't think people I guarantee you people were losing sleep when they had to play the Pistons back in the day for more than one reason they were afraid to. Talk to Michael Jordan, who's the all-time GOAT, right? But I tell you, he had to learn how to play against the Pistons, man, back in the day.
Yeah, man. Some of those great performances. Yeah, I know we got to go, man. I appreciate you coming on. You're always welcome to come back to our show. And listen, you've forgotten more basketball than half the people on this globe.
It's all good, bro.
No, we love you, Harp. Thanks so much for the time.
I listen to you guys a lot. I enjoy you guys.
Love it. Appreciate you, man. We'll have you on again, hopefully soon. Be well. Derek Harper. You talk about one of the toughest players, two-way player, great point guard. Got to... Inches from a championship in 94.
Like, come on,
inches.
Come on, Magic, your turn. Come on. No, Magic's like, now it got to be like Showtime.
Yeah, how great is that? Yeah.
Showtime.
And you hear him
don't
on Valley
defense,
Sports Southwest
baby.
As a Mavericks analyst, and he knows them very well. And that is, of course, as Mavericks are getting it done with supplies and solutions for every industry. Granger's always there to help. Call KirkGranger.com or just stop by. Quickly here in just a few seconds. He brought it up, so let's do it. The top NBA players 25 and under. Do you start the list with Luka? Probably. Who else is on that list? Let's see if we can get five. We'll get to that after Bart tells us more about Granger.
For all the ones who get it done, Granger's here for you. And they're always here to help. Granger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, along with 24/7 support, experienced staff, and curbside pickup at over 250 local branches. And you can get free access to product specialists ready to help you get on track to find those hard-to-find items. Plus, Granger's commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people even safer. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Granger.com, or stop on by.
I thought you were going to add the NBA music out of live reads.
I was, but I knew you expected it, so I didn't do it.
You almost did that. It's Bart Hunt, Alan Hall, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. As you heard Derek Harper just tell us, he listens. The favorite show of Derek Harper, I'm going to say it. I'm just going to call it out there.
If it's good enough for Derek Harper, it's good enough for everybody.
That's right, damn it. I'll tell you what, though. What he said, though, Bart, is something that you and I were kicking around during one of the breaks in the first hour of the show. And so let's do it with everybody at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. I mean, I know the whole conversation this morning has been all about Chris Paul and he's old and the Suns. And yes, it was shocking that a 64 win team doesn't get out of the second round and gets smoked by 40 at home in a game seven. Just phenomenal. I called out Devin Booker. I cannot believe Devin Booker would allow another young star to walk in his building and do what he did without an answer. Like, that's a problem. So let's just do this. Let's just do a list. Let's only do five. Top five players in the NBA right now under the at 25 years old and under. Luka is 23, Bart. I think he's got to be first on that list right now. I imagine everybody would say then Ja has to be second. Can we, would it be? It has to be Ja second, right? No, it doesn't have to be because Jason Tatum's 24.
Yeah.
So this doesn't make it any easier, right? Where do you put Tatum? Do you put him second? Do you put him third?
It depends on what you like, too. Because Devin Booker's a two-way player. Ja's a guy that they seek out on the defensive end of the ball, right? We saw Tatum, making it tough for the greatest unicorn that we've seen. Blocking – who blocked Kevin Durant's shot? Jump shot.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a hell of a play. You're right about that. Well, I know another guy that blocked Kevin Durant's shot. He's under 25 also. Mitchell Robinson. Just throwing it out there. But if you have Luka, Tatum, Ja, I mean, Devin Booker was fourth in MVP voting. technically, because he's 25, he should be on this list. But after watching Game 7, I don't know if I want to put him on this list right now. And I'm a guy that, like, I've been all about Devin Booker for years.
He's an offensive player.
That game really bothered me. I mean, who else do you put?
What about Trae Ice
Young?
Trae? What about Ice Trae?
What about Anthony Edwards? Do you put him on that?
Oh, list? I'm definitely. You know, listen, I'm for the smoke. You talk about a guy who I can't wait to see what he does in year three. Oh, man, that dude is a stud. And well, he showed up and showed out in the postseason where it counts the most amongst the stars.
Okay, how about LaMelo Ball, speaking of year three?
Yeah.
If he gets Mike D'Antoni as a head coach, because that's the word down in Charlotte. If they get Mike D'Antoni, LaMelo Ball gets Mike D'Antoni, he'll be like Steve Nash. I mean, he'll be double-doubling assists and scoring every game.
As long as we agree that he's behind Anthony Edwards, who he won the Rookie of the Year over, which he shouldn't have. As long as we agree, he might be able to come. I can just see his dad coming. It ain't nothing my son can't do. Dang!
Oh, I love that commercial.
Because listen,
that's
a
fact.
I want to also ask the fans. Listen, I love like Lonzo. What's his name? LeVar has moved out the way. I am so sick of Ja Morant, dad. Like, let your son shine, man.
No, I don't mind all that stuff.
No, man, he's trying to be a star, man. He's doing too much.
Man, see, this is the problem, though. See, because I'm a dad of an athlete. I'd be just as crazy. I'm sorry. I know I'd be just as crazy if he ever.
No, but he's trying to be
a
celebrity.
If he ever gets to that level,
he's trying to be a celebrity, man.
I'd be insufferable. You'd have to put up with me. Jamal Murray, he's 25. Should he be on the top
five? People forgot about him.
We forget about him. I mentioned Trae Young. Brandon Ingram is 24. I mean, is he going on that list?
Brandon Ingram, man, is a problem.
So who do we have? Who makes the list? Who gets cut from the list?
Yeah, we got to have honorable mention or something, son. Like, that's tough, man. It's tough
top
to just five
top five players, 25 and under in the NBA right now. I think it's easy to give you three. Luka, Tatum, Ja. Who are we missing from this list? We got more coming up with you. Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Hahn.
That's Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Had a great conversation with Derek Harper just a few minutes ago talking about the Mavs and there, it's an upset. I mean, they upset the Phoenix Suns, the top seed 64-win team in the second round, doing so by just completely smoking them on their home court in a Game 7, up 30 at the half, up by 46, as much as 46 points in the second half. An embarrassing loss for Chris Paul, Devin Booker, Monty Williams, that entire franchise. But for the Dallas Mavericks, Jason Kidd, and obviously Luka Doncic, I mean, I wouldn't call it a coming out party, but I would certainly call it an arrival, because that's got the whole league on notice. And it made us talk, and we were talking about with Derek Harper, is think about starting your franchise with a player. You definitely want to do it with a young player. Because right? Obviously you start your franchise with Kevin Durant or somebody like that, Giannis. But if you take somebody who's 25 years old or younger, that's really because you know then you're going to get at least 10 years out of that player. So who would it be? Where do you begin? Give us the top five players, 25 and under in the NBA right now. We think you start the list with Luka. He's 23. You got to have Jason Tatum. He's 24. You got to have Ja Morant. He's 22. But there are the two other players that definitely have to be under this list. Who would be on your list? Let's go to the calls, Bart. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Jeremy is in New York. Go ahead, Jeremy.
Hey, guys. I agree with the top three. I would say the last two, I will actually put, honestly, I'll put DeJounte Murray from the Spurs. And to be honest, I'll leave Booker there just because he had a rough night yesterday, but, you know, he's not going to give you that every night. You know, he's consistent.
Hey, he was fourth in MVP voting. But you would put Murray from the Spurs over guys like Anthony Edwards.
I like that, though.
Jamal Murray.
I like
Trae
that.
Trae Young.
Well, think about it. Those players have better teammates around them. If DeJounte Murray was on those teams, they would be playoff contention. He's an all-around player,
okay,
in my opinion.
I got you, Jeremy. Yeah, no, and he's kind of a guy that's under the radar right now because, again, the Spurs aren't really what they used to be. Let's go to Baltimore, Bart. Let's go to Ernie. What's up, Ernie?
Hey, what's up, Bart and Hahn? Man, a pleasure to talk to you guys, man. I'm really amped up. I got to go with the top three. I got to go with the top three you guys said. Mm-hmm. Anthony Edwards, what I like about these young dudes is their ferocity. They're like the Morants. They don't they're not intimidated. They, you know, they come after it. Edwards is one of those players. These young cats are not scared. I'm a little thrown off because Bart, I wanted to go after Bart after a little something he said about the New York teams. And
what I said about the New York teams?
Listen, I'm a Nets fan. I'm a Mets fan, an Islander fan. I'm a Jets fan. I'm a huge Jets fan. I'm a huge fan of yours. But listen, when you from New York, you don't care if it's been 20 years since New York hasn't won. If your team doesn't win, you can't root for the Rangers. I hate that the Rangers won yesterday. I can't do this. You know, and you struck a nerve, and Bart. I said, Bart, my man, Bart, hon, help me.
But you got to understand.
A lot of people feel this way, Bart. Bart
understand,
gets a,
understand.
You're
I'm
not
import.
The only one, man.
Understand, I'm an import.
Right.
Right? So I just want to make sure that New York is happy. There's some energy going around the city. Like, can you imagine all 8 fan bases just disgruntled and angry? That's been 10 years.
That's been 10 years, yeah.
Everybody's it's like, come on, it, man. So. It's like, this is Pleasantville, and we black and white. We ain't got no color, nothing to be happy about in 12 years. We keep
saying 10 years. You've had little things. You had the Rangers getting to the cup final. I think it was at
Man.
Yeah, I know. They got to the cup final, they lost. The Mets got to the World Series and lost. Was that like 2015, right?
Yeah, it was 15.
The Yankees got to, like, you know, ALCS twice, but lost. Like, you've had, like, little bits and little you know.
Yes,
little taste.
I need a chip.
But you need a chip. But we need a
parade. I need
parade.
A parade, son.
Yeah,
I need somebody to be happy.
Everybody around the country is like, the hell with you, New York. You guys would win. You'd be insufferable. Nobody wants to deal with you guys.
Yes.
That's
the Knicks
truth.
Won a playoff game, and we damn near threw a parade and put a statue
They shut down
up.
The city for the night. Like, the whole the 7th Avenue was literally just filled with people after one damn playoff win. Oh, man. Let's go to Nate in Jersey. Nate, what do you got? 25 and under team.
Hey guys, what's going on? So, a name that really no one's really talking about, and when I said, you guys are like, oh, what about him? The kid Mobley from the Cavaliers.
Cavs, Evan Mobley.
I just said that.
But again, you're
too early. It's only
on
1 year.
On the top 5 over other people. Like, there's some other people on this. Like I said, Tatum, Luka, Ja. Ingram.
He's on that list. Like,
I think
he can be in the conversation, but he can move up in the conversation because we still got Cade Cunningham. We got the guy Green down in Houston. Like, we've only seen a 1 year body of work, right?
Scottie Barnes.
Even though Mobley was tremendous, mm-hmm. right? So let's see what these guys do going forward. But it's hard to make this list, and you only got 1 year body of work, and nobody body of work is. Oh, what's the little the point guard for the Cavs? I forgot about him. Not Saxon.
Oh, Darius Garland.
Yeah, Garland. He's an all-star.
Another guy. All right, it's another guy you could definitely put. But to make a 5 and
he's
cut
an all-star
out people,
though. It's
not going to be easy. We'll continue with your calls. More reaction. Top players, 25 and under. I think we can all agree Luka's on the list. It's Bart and Hahn.
Luka is the list.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Bart, the people are fired about this list. Everybody's got their opinions, as we love them. Luka had a performance for the ages in a game 7. His whole team did, really.
Jason
and he
Tatum
did it
had
against
a game 6.
A guy from he did right. Every time he faces elimination, he's just hard to beat. But he did it against the guy in his generation, Devin Booker. And Devin Booker was a no-show at home in game 7. So you're talking about two guys 25 and under. This is the current, I guess, really the generation of stars that are going to carry this league once LeBron and company are kind of, you know, on the back nine. So that was why we asked. So Luka's got to be on your top 5, 25 and under. Give me some other names that have to be on this list. Next up, we got Joe in L.A. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys. So I think another one, I agree with the 3 locks. I think the 4th lock, though, needs to be Trae Young. I mean, what he does is just unbelievable.
Okay,
and then I think there could be debates on the 5th.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me this. Tell me this, right? We all agree that Trae Young, Ice Trae is cold, right? Do you think that Atlanta regrets that they made the trade and didn't take Luka and made the trade for Trigger?
Ooh.
That's the real question.
I mean, when you really think about it, that trade is a, like, wow. That trade is like Markel Fultz, Jason Tatum trade.
Yeah.
With the Celtics and the Sixers.
See, that's but Trey's been an all-star type
player. Oh, yeah, yeah. Trey is obviously way better than where imagine, Fultz is right now, but
could you
still.
Imagine his team with Luka, with Collins and Bargnani?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Like, just, yeah. That's one of those you'll definitely always look back on if Trae Young cannot elevate Atlanta, which at least he got into a conference final last year. Now, can Luka get beyond a conference final? Otherwise, they kind of, team success-wise, would be on the same plane, right? Quickly, another one. Ronald in Florida. Ronald, who's on your 25 and under?
Okay, dude. I got the top three, no doubt. But I need a couple of dogs in there, bro. Give me Anthony Edwards and Bam Adebayo.
Bam Adebayo. See, that's a good one. See, Ron, I was talking to Bart about this. People don't realize that Bam is 24 years old. And he locks people down. He's about a two-way player, Bart. Locks people down. He can defend. He can play center, but he can defend multiple positions.
Bam,
impact player, man. Bam out of the bayou, as Kendrick Perkins like to say. Yeah, there aren't many big men though. We're talking about right.
Well,
it's either wings
and
guards. Bam is the one big man that was brought up, and Ronald was right to bring it up. And that's going to be a real interesting series: Celtics and the Heat. A lot of young talent on both teams. We got more coming up in 10 seconds.
Bart and Han.
It's Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. What do your home and auto have in common, Bart?
My and they got him.
Your home and auto. What do they have in common? Well, they're
yours. They're both Progressive.
And they're both free. Progressive protects both of them. So bundle today at progressive.com. I love catching you off guard.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, if you haven't seen it yet on Twitter, Stosh put it up on the Bart and Han Twitter handle, the link to the Bart and Han Motivation Mixtape. It is out. It is real. And it is spectacular. We went 14 songs long, by the way. It's really 13 with a bonus song at the very end, which
intro
when you hear
outro.
The song, everybody's just going to go, oh, yeah. Yeah, that's them. It's our signature. And the beginning, the little interlude to start it, when you hear that, you'll also know, like, yep, that is so these guys. But it's one that I listened to on Saturday, and it got me so fired up, Bart, that I was throwing a few down, I got to tell you.
Was there slicks or like Larry Bird used to take?
What? No, man. I mean, didn't you see it? I put it on the group chat, the video.
I don't know, man. I'm trying to How be dare you?
How dare you?
Wonder what's on the KJM mixtape.
KJM mixtape?
Yeah, I wonder what kind of music they're...
Some Jackson 5 stuff. Like some fake-ass New Edition dudes.
A lot of...
They're the extras that fill in and stuff when Bobby get drunk or something, they don't show up to the show.
There's probably a lot of laid-back, lame stuff.
Do they even have a mixtape?
Well, no, clearly not. First of all, they'd have to agree together on what songs to go on there, which you'll never get to that point.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen. So
Max would want to make the list because he's MC Killer Groove.
Did you see? I need to know what people think of this too, by the way. So Stosh was on the call and he let us know. Apparently they want to play one game to 11. That's it.
What the, who the hell? You don't even get a
the hell
lather
is that?
From 11.
Who plays one game to 11? What? Like, what is this, like camp counselor like, versus a camper?
Yeah, that's like 15 minutes.
Like, come on, man.
They're scared, man. That's just what it is.
One game to 11. Shouldn't we play to 21 and, like, the first team that gets to 11, then we get a, like, just take a quick break? You know what I mean? And then we finish the game? Like, what are we doing playing to 11? And if we're going to play to 11, play a best of three.
That means somebody's concerned with their cardio.
You think that's what it is? It's a cardio concern?
Yeah.
I mean, game to 11 sounds like a 5-minute game and an early dinner to me. So.
Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, the stretch
and the warm up would be over before longer than the game.
Absolutely. I mean, and then on top, here are the other rules, by the way. Somehow this is really now all about them. So clearly we're props here. Like, everybody listen, understand. I get it, it's cute, right? I'm just this average Joe. And I know, I'm not a pro like these guys are. And they're mocking Bart as if he's just like this dumb defensive player.
Oh, my God, I can't move. I'm about to
Mr. Cro-Mag, you know, that's what he is. He's not like a real human being.
I'm like,
and these guys are just these unbelievable celebrities who are still in their primes. And I get it. But this idea that we have apparently are going to have a referee, which that doesn't make sense.
Who has a referee in a 2-on-2 game?
Thank you. And then it's like wanting to have the game short. That doesn't make sense. Make it, take it. Like, I don't know, man. There's just a lot of things here that just don't make sense to me.
You should have heard the other stuff, too. They were saying...
There's more?
They're banking on Bart fouling out. So they're...
Fouling out?
Yeah. So then it's
we
one
have a foul
two?
Limit now?
Oh, man.
What the hell is this?
Congratulations. You played yourself, man.
Like, this is gonna... I really apologize, everybody. This might be really lame. Like, it really might be. And people that actually want to, like... The people are asking us, is this going to be streamed? Is this going to be this? You know, we've got Carlin and Canty are going to apparently do play-by-play, which, again, what are we doing?
Get everybody involved. I get
everybody's,
that.
This is going to be one big disappointment.
You know what we need? We need like the wrestling. We need like an entrance song. What's our entrance song? You got to come into something, right?
Hmm. I mean, time for some action. That is in our intro, right?
Oh, for us, we got plenty of songs to come to.
I mean, Know the Ledge. I don't mind.
We can always come into victory.
Victory is like, to me, the given, right? I think
the
we
sun
go get,
don't
we go.
Shine forever, but yep. As long as we're here, then we might as well shine together.
The yep. Gongs. For Bart Shadamas.
Just play the gongs. Just
play, if we come in
Bart
like
Shadamas
that.
Bart Shadamas music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'll come out as Bart Shadamas. Oh, I'm falling on you, Bart.
I just, like, the more I'm seeing the rules, and, of course, we're not, just for everybody also to understand, those listening that care about us, we're not involved in any of the planning. Like, we're told... This is what Key and Jay want. This is what Key and Jay want. It's all Key and Jay. So if you guys are all about supporting the cake eaters, please, by all means, if you guys like the front runners, if that's what you're about, because I see the videos, I see Randy Scott, like I see all these people that are putting these hostage videos they're asking people to make. These poor people. I mean, leave them alone. You write a script and you demand that they read something on this. What are you doing?
Read this. Hey, come cat's on. Gonna come up missing.
Exactly. Hey, you want that prime Sports Center spot? You better read this script right now. Read it like you mean it.
I want the knife.
So, you know, if that's what you're all about, that kind of stuff, fine. But if you just want two regular guys that are just going to try to not, you know, embarrass the show and going to give you the best they got, you know, I mean, that's why you just be with us.
They
be with Barton Hahn, the underdogs. That's what we're about.
We do that basket.
But it's just easy. It's just easy if you just want to just, well, Jay was a player of the year in college. Yeah, he was. Like 2 decades ago.
It's some people who weren't even born that saw Jay Will
Come
play.
Come on, man. It's people driving cars who weren't alive when he was the player of the year.
1996.
By the way, not to spill any beans, but just a little teaser for our fine audience.
Yeah.
We're rallying the troops, and we got some big names on our side.
We do?
More to come.
We have friends that don't need hostage videos to show support for us.
We have friends.
That are willing to just take the time out to do it.
Big time friends. That's all I can say, though.
Yeah. Again... If you're all about front running.
So basically, we're Luka. Basically, we're Luka and the Mavs, and we're going against the big bad, the proverbial favorites.
The Golden
State Warriors. Yeah, No. I'm talking about the Phoenix Suns.
Oh, the Suns? We're going to draw some inspiration from that. There's no doubt about that. But I just feel like there's been a lot like that's been given to them, and we're just being told to accept it. But you know we won't. We're back. Stay with us.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.